From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Oklahoma authorities are confirming a second death from a tornado that tore through a mobile home park yesterday. It was one of several suspected twisters to strike the central U.S. in storms that also generated hail, heavy rain, and floods. Michael Cross of member station KOSU in Oklahoma City says hundreds of homes and businesses were damaged or destroyed.
The National Weather Service expects the storms to pop up along the I-44 corridor, which splits Oklahoma diagonally from the northeast corner down to the southwest. Meteorologist Ryan Barnes says the atmosphere is adding the perfect ingredients for storms to start around the Oklahoma City metro area.
There's going to be a cold front that kind of stalls across the area, becoming a stationary front along the I-44 corridor, and a very low pressure that's going to be sitting near the metro and just southwest of the metro.
Tornadoes on Sunday threw a tractor trailer off an overpass near Shawnee and destroyed a trailer park, killing one man and injuring more than 20 across the state. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon has declared a state of emergency for 16 counties hit hard by Sunday's storms. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Yahoo is acquiring online blogging firm Tumblr for just over $1 billion cash. It's being widely described as a bold move by CEO Marissa Mayer to breathe new life into the struggling internet giant. Responding to concerns that Tumblr could become more corporate, Mayer told analysts today that she promises to do her best to, in her words, not screw it up. But some industry observers have their doubts. Zachary Rees-Davis, infotech analyst for Forrester Research, says Yahoo faces one big problem. Tumblr's not yet profitable.
Yahoo has a big challenge ahead of it because it needs to figure out how to keep the current Tumblr user base while at the same time adding monetization with ads and premium features, and that's going to be a really difficult balancing act.
Tumblr's founder will remain in control. Two car bombs exploded today in the southern Russian region of Dagestan, killing at least two people. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the blast occurred in a city that was visited last year by Boston bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
Investigators probing the Boston Marathon bombings are trying to find out whether Tsarnaev had contact with Islamist insurgents who've been fighting the Russian government in Dagestan. Police in the capital city, Mahachkala, say one car bomb went off without hurting anyone, but the second detonated after emergency personnel had reached the scene. Violence between police and rebels takes lives nearly every week in Dagestan, which marks Russia's southernmost border. And the parents of the Boston bombing suspects currently live in the republic. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Dow is up 12 points. This is NPR. The death toll from a series of bomb attacks and gunfire across Iraq today is up to at least 70. The latest attack was a car bomb that blew up in a Shiite neighborhood in the capital. Local authorities say at least 13 people were killed in that attack. More than two dozen others were wounded. Secretary of State John Kerry is promising better security for U.S. diplomats overseas. He told State Department trainees today that he was committed to implementing and expanding on the proposals of an independent review board that investigated last September's deadly attack on a U.S. mission in Benghazi, Libya. Star Trek Into Darkness is the new number one movie in the United States and Canada. NPR's Trina Williams reports it has earned an estimated $70.6 million in ticket sales.
You're suggesting that we utilize the passage between the approaching structures. This ship will not fit.
We'll fit, Captain.
We will not fit.
We'll fit! We'll fit!
Star Trek Into Darkness debuts in first place, but it earns less than its 2009 predecessor and falls short of projections. Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto as Captain Kirk and Spock lead the Starship Enterprise crew.
Captain on the bridge!
Lieutenant, we have an open channel, Mr. Spock.
The heat's frying his comms, but we still have contact.
Spock!
The intergalactic 3D adventure pushes Iron Man 3 down to second place. Iron Man held the top spot for the two previous weekends. The Great Gatsby falls to number 3, Pain and Gain is 4th, and The Croods is number 5. Trina Williams, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 14 points at 15,369, NASDAQ up 2 at 3501, S&P 500 up 3. This is NPR.